This afternoon, we're going to be talking to Dave Taylor, who is obviously another one of us ex-Fielding employees. It's the 27th of May, 2016. So, first thing, Dave, why do you go to Fieldings? What made you go there?
I got approached by one of the office workers there, a man who started work. He worked with me at Colford, and Sykes Pumps. His name's Trevor Thompson, and he started at Fieldings. Now, I had a phone call from him because he knew I didn't like going to Colford every day, or wind weathers, and he rang me and said, "Was I interested in going to Fieldings?" So I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, I'll arrange an interview for you," and I went, and I was interviewed by Mike Harrison and Les Spooner.
Okay, so really, you didn't start off by doing your time in the up in the craft school. You came along when you were, let's put it like this, a bit more mature, and
I was 48 when I started there. I was going to become a production engineer. But I never even got round to doing anything like that because nobody knew there what my function was supposed to be. So for the first few months, it was a case of going round and just finding something to do. Then I got with Norman Davenport in the buying department. They lost the buyer, a buyer called Clive Goodwin. And Clive had left and they wanted somebody to take over. So I'd done a bit of buying in my previous history at the Wagon Works, so I knew what the format was in a lot of respects. I had a few contacts as well. So I gave it a go, and that's when I became probably one of two buyers there, and the other one was Tony Ross, who... I can't remember the product. As I said, it was the handling gear, which was a purchase from a firm London way. When he came, I concentrated on Chester Hydraulics because they were part of the group, our group. Didn't you know?
No.
Well, the group consisted of John Shaw's in Manchester, Salford, Chester Hydraulics, needless to say, that was Chester, and Henry Berry up in Leeds. Now, Berry's were the leading lights, so virtually they were the company which controlled us. That's the impression I got, at any rate.
So, yeah, what one thing we haven't mentioned is what year did you actually start at Fieldings? Because I think this was quite a bit later than Derek, who's here with me, and I.
I started in 85, as near as I can remember, 1985, and I finished in 1996. So that was my term of employment.
Yeah, that's a lot later than Derek and I, obviously. Yes. So you were in buying. I don't personally know what the firm was actually building at that time. What was going through? Can you remember?
In my time there, they only ever built one extrusion. They built quite a few concrete presses, which Tim Lodge was the leading light on the design from that side. But I can only remember one extrusion. All extrusions after that were built at Henry Berry's, because they were once again another press manufacturer. And that's about it, apart from this handling gear.
So... You mentioned earlier that the machine shops, light machine shop had gone and things like that. What was actually left in the way of fitting shops, drawing office, etc.? Can you tell us that?
Yeah, there was the drawing office was upstairs in the main office. Also, the buying department and the sales department. It was Nick Bancroft, John Bancroft. I always call him Nick because I played table tennis against him. But his name is his name was John Bancroft.
Okay, so that's the offices side of the place that remained then, Dave. What about the actual works? I mean, when Derek and I were there, it was quite extensive. And as I think I might have said before, there was about 700 of us there. You say the workforce had dropped to roughly how many?
Between 50 and 70. That includes office workers. Now, the works itself was the tall shop located in Baker Street, which, when I was younger, the railway line was the other side of it. That was the main assembly shop and stores. And they also had these blocks in the ground where they used to be able to build presses, which were sunk in the ground.
Yeah.
I never got that far down there, though, but that's the only places I know. And the way we used to get there was down the old goat track, down the railway line.
Oh, right.
That the offices used to go out of the top door, down the fire escape, and that was the shortest way to the works.
Yeah, with the what was the carpet works on the other side of the goat track. Yeah, well, Derek and I actually worked in a little triangular office, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Alongside the goat track when we ended up at Fieldings, but that was 15 years before you started, I think.
The other place where you probably worked was occupied by Paul, the electrician.
Paul Bolton.
And that was his little domain, but he was nothing to do with Fieldings. We used to employ him. And I don't know who he paid, whether he paid the landowners for use of the place or whether Fieldings were paying it. I don't know.
Yeah. It obviously shrunk quite a bit, from the time we were there.
Oh, yes, yes.
What about people? You've mentioned a couple that we know, and it's slipping my mind now. Oh,
Davenport.
What about others then, Dave?
Ron Yardley. And there's some people I can't even remember their names now because I've been retired 15 years, and it was a couple of years before that I left Fielding, so a lot of water's gone under the bridge. When I meet people in town, there's certain ones I remember, certain I haven't seen since I left Fieldings.
Yes, I think Ron Yardley, was he an inspection at once?
Foreman, he ran the works when I was there, and that included inspection.
Right. Yeah.
Because as fitters were, there was only, if I said 15, 20 people in the fitting shop, I'm probably overestimating.
I don't know if she was still there, but Mary, the crane driver, when they built that shop, she actually operated the crane in there initially. She had the what looks like an ice cream seller's thing that you get in the cinema around her neck with all the controls on it. But presumably that crane was used in those days, for your days, for building quite a lot.
Well, the crane in our days, in my day, had a cabin upon it. On top, and it was controlled from the cabin up in the air. I don't know the lady you're talking about. There was a couple of ladies there. I can't remember their first name. Pauline was in charge of the accounts. That might help you. If you talk to Bancroft, he could tell you. John Bancroft. And who was the other one? Roger Beard's secretary. I think Pauline would know that.
Yeah.
So if John knows Pauline, contact her. You would see her if you knew her. She was used to get in Tesco's quite a bit doing her shopping. But I couldn't tell you anybody else. That the crane, not what I call, not machine shop work. You had a couple of grinders, they could use hand grinders and drills and things like that, but not what I would consider a machine shop.
There used to be a big new borer put at the bottom end of that shop at one time, I think.
Yeah.
That had obviously gone by the sound of it.
I can't recall a borer being in there.
No. Okay, Dave, so you left Fieldings in 96, and obviously the place was, let's say, shrinking in size. Where did you go after that?
I went to work for a firm called ICG in Cheltenham, which produced presses for printing currency on. I spent 2 years there doing various jobs, and then I moved on to Lister Petter in Dursley, where I did another couple of years. That's where I finished my time and I retired from.
Yeah, we all know Listers, and we've met their engines in various places, on things with wheels and also on water. There's quite a few of their old engines that are, you know, driving boats around the place.
They spent a lot of money developing an engine which would work upside down. And it eventually, I believe, it was sold to the Chinese. Now, that was supposed to be saviour of Lister Petter.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got rid of their saviour type of thing.
Yeah.
So they're only about, like, a holding place there at the moment.
Yeah.
It's all gone.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's very upsetting when all these things happen. There's so many times that's happened in British industry and history over the years, when, you know, we've invented something that's been sold overseas.
A lot of things you could talk about historically. Yeah. But regarding Lister Petter, they were a very good company. I did production engineering there, which is what I was supposed to do at Fieldings.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed my time at Fieldings, and I enjoyed very much working with Norman Davenport.
Yeah.
And the guys there, well, they were superb, all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the majority.
Yeah, everyone we speak to, ex-Fieldings, always the word that comes around is family.
Yes, agreed. I totally agree with that. It was, at one time, like a big family.
Yeah,
yeah. It ended up like a big family, but we won't go into that as well.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks very much, Dave.
I'm
I think
sorry
we'll.
I can't help you anymore.
No, that's fine. Thanks very much, Dave. We'll take a photograph of you a minute, and we'll get you up on the website. Thank you.